right, well, it's all done. It's all wrapped up. The Sonic Democracy concerts this weekend went off pretty well. And we're joined in studio by a few people involved. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Barry Promain, music teacher.
Josh Warner, technician.
Daryl Campbell, one of the bassists.
Perfect. So now it's all over with. You guys can relax, a little less stress now. You can kind of take it all in.
Yeah.
It's such a relief that the shows went so great.
How do you feel overall, like with the way you guys performed, with where the whole band went on Friday and Saturday night compared to maybe what you were expecting?
It went just as well as we thought it would. There was a few little bumps in the road, as there always is with live shows, but it was almost a packed house both nights. It was like the energy was insanely positive. It was awesome.
So did you get to sit up and sign autographs afterwards on the CDs?
Yeah, both nights.
How weird was that?
Really weird.
But fun, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. I signed CDs, arms, a couple people signed like cell phones. It was
That's pretty cool.
Shirts.
Nice. So the CDs that that you guys were selling, of course, where any idea where you're going to be able to get the hard copies nowadays?
Yeah, they'll be available at the Music Box, primarily cool. Here in town, and then anywhere else when anybody wants to get an album, it's available digitally all over the place.
Barry, you can talk about this one, the big announcement that they made Friday night at the end of the show there. Pretty excited.
Yes, we were not expecting that, but we're very grateful for another opportunity. Tahoe Canada came forward on stage and, to everyone's surprise, stated that they will be renewing funding for the Tempo program to run next year. So we get to plan a bit now and strategize and use the summer to brainstorm to see what it is we hope to accomplish next year musically and creatively.
I guess the question is, how can you step it up? The first year you go down and you get them into the studio in the first place. This year you make a full album. What's next, a world tour?
You never know. And we were talking about that on the drive over here this morning. Maybe we'll focus our attention now to trying something on the live side or the music video side, or maybe another album. That's the great thing about this. It's open-ended. We really make it what we want to make it. And that's very liberating as musicians to have the opportunity to pursue whatever the group decides, really.
So as people in the class, as students in the class, has it changed your outlook on the industry at all, or maybe what you want to do in the future?
I think it's made my future look a little clearer. Like, I knew I always wanted to do something with music, but I never really knew all the different sides of it, and I think it opened a lot of doors for me, especially with Coalition Music being able to show us all the paths and, being very helpful, like offering their emails if we ever need somebody to talk to.
So building up that contact list.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat, that I knew I wanted to work in the music industry, but like, I'm not a musician, so I didn't really know what paths there were to take.
Right.
But now I pretty well know what I want to do with my life, so that's good.
That's awesome. That's hard to do when you're in high school, so yeah. Figure that out, right? Awesome. Well, is anybody you want to thank in particular? Any shout-outs you want to throw out there today?
I'd like to thank the wonderful staff at Timmins High for enabling us to have this opportunity in-house. Greg Vince, our principal, and Michelle Lay, our superintendent. Of course, the good folks at Tempo in Toronto and the folks at Tahoe for making this all possible. Lastly, and most importantly, are the band members with whom I get to work every day. It's been a joy.
I just want a special shout out to Tahoe for actually renewing. It was just so great that they renewed it. We always get so pumped backstage every year. This is the third year in a row they've renewed it, and it's crazy.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. I know it was an early morning. We'll let you get off to school and let the weekend kind of sink in and settle a little bit.
Thanks, Shane.